Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckets. Okay. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give it a go. This alley-oop, pretty girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets.
Yeah, baby. Buckets. 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 Buckets.
I have no shame. I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
Can I say something?
It's very hard to do it. Yeah, go for it.
I think this segues to names that we talked to.
Okay. All right,
because there's a guy from Stanford that we actually reached out to today that is a freshman, right. So he would come here for multiple years. What do you guys think of that? Carlisle, I think his name is. I forget his first name.
I'll pull it up while we're talking here.
Is it like, I don't know how you pronounce it. Is it Cannon or Cannon?
So I don't know a lot about him, but here's my.
I already watched film.
But here's my theory right now.
I watch film on everyone.
But Sorry. Here's my theory right now is we need bodies.
Yeah.
So right now I'm not mad at it. I'm really not. Because we're going to lose more guys. We need people. If Coach L thinks that he could be someone he can work with and develop and he can turn into, you know, at least serviceable minutes off the bench and maybe develop into a starter his junior or senior year, I'm all for it. We need people. Obviously, don't just throw scholarships to everybody, but we eyed him early on, so he's got to see something. This isn't just like, oh, we have an empty scholarship. Let's give a scholarship to some guy in May. Like,
yeah. I mean, Matt, you want to give us yours since you've watched film?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he definitely. When you look at us like offensively and what we've done the past like 2 years, he definitely fits in terms of like he's a guy that can, you know, make tough shots. He likes, you know, Vish, you talked about not hitting those mid-range shots like we used to and whatnot. He's someone that definitely likes hitting those elbow mid-range, like shoots threes off the dribble, but he's also like a secondary playmaker as well. It's interesting to me because is it like another guy they see, like, you know, if Wuga's gone, like this is the guy that they want to add, you know, as like the guy that's going to start next to Jaleel and Nigel. He's 6'3", so he's not the tallest guy. So is it someone that, you know, maybe they see off the bench, in?
To Melissa's point, it could be someone you see off the bench for a year.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Jaleel is one.
You lose the backcourt after next year.
Yeah, and then he could be the starting shooting guard as a junior.
Yeah, and so I'm kind of thinking maybe that's the case. And we talked about the guy from, how do you say it, that school again? Canisius? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Canisius.
The Trey Dinkins. So I think it's something I saw him kind of as that guy, like off the bench, maybe a scorer and whatnot, guard off the bench. There's someone dealing with foul trouble, whatnot. But no, he's a tough shot maker. Really good at drawing fouls. I think that's something that our guards kind of lacked. You know, he knows how to create contact at the rim. And like I said, he's like a secondary playmaker as well. So, you know, he's a good young player. He was only a freshman. So put up 12, 3, and 3.
Off the bench?
Yeah. He started some of the games too at Stanford. I mean, Stanford wasn't really a great team. But if you look at his like shooting percentage, it's not really reflective, because if you look at the shots he took, you know, they're tough shots.
He got minutes in a power conference.
Yeah.
So as a true freshman. So experience is more than.
Well, you know. Is this considered transferring within the ACC?
Now it is.
We're playing at.
Maybe he'll bring his big man too with him.
Yeah, that guy is. Let me pull the name. That one's a weirder one.
Maximil something. Someone I don't know if we did. Did we actually reach out to him though? I don't know if we were.
I thought it was Aiden Command. Is that not it? Who's the guy? It's Maxime Reyno, the French dude.
Yeah, the center.
Have we reached out to Fiddler yet?
Have we what?
Reached out to Fiddler.
No, we didn't. Unfortunately,
we're not going to.
He's one of the. Hey, don't be a hater. Frank Fiddler.
Overrating his name.
The Oakland guy.
Golkey.
Does he have any more eligibility left?
No, he played 5 years at another school and then he went to Oakland. So
what about his teammate Townsend? So you senior also?
He's a legacy. He's not leaving Oakland if he's not. His parents both went there. His dad is like involved.
His dad's a photographer there.
Yeah, but just his dad's a professional photographer, and then he got credentialed to do his games essentially, but that's not all he does. But no, his mom went there too. They met at Oakland. That's not happening. But also, I'll just say this right now: Golkey and Townsend—they're not Miami caliber players. Like, let's get serious here.
I'm just on the March Madness hype.
I know, but let's get serious here. I don't want a guy shooting 33s and making 11 and everyone high-fiving him. Kentucky blew that game because they're idiots. Like, actually, in the second half, they put Reeves on him and he kind of locked him up because they decided to play defense. But once you're in a game like that... Yeah, exactly. No, but I mean, like, something we got to... It's one thing to get hot in a one-game setting when the pressure's all on the other team. It's a whole other thing to grind through an ACC schedule. And we need to target people that can do that, which doesn't necessarily mean they're coming from a big school, but they got to have... It's a different caliber of athlete you're going to have to get if you're going to navigate. Like, Oakland would win, like, two games in the ACC. Like, because it's too physical. Like, we got beat up and folded over this year.
Does Calipari stay at Kentucky, or do they buy out his $33 million contract?
I mean, I'd be surprised if he's gone, to be honest. Because, I mean, they won them national championships. They were a 3 seed. I mean, I know they got upset, but what exactly? I mean, I don't know.
Matt, who else are you eyeing?
Well, we know who else. Should we save him for last? Do you have other names before we get to your?
I can talk about everyone. I looked at everyone.
All right, so
as in depth.
Can we start?
This is Matt's specialty, right?
Yeah,
here.
But can we start with the ones, because I know there's a few, and I know one of them's your the ones that Miami's reached out to, I guess, and then.
Oh, maybe. This is only my guys at Miami.
Okay, all right, go for it. You can drive the show. Pick a name.
All right, let's.
Should we just put a full screen?
Can we just do? No, don't do that. I don't like that.
wow. Matt's ever complained about anything.
Let's do Deshaun Jackson from Charlotte. He was the guy we reached out to, I believe, today or yesterday. 6'11", center, 260 pounds, dude. Got some weight to him. Really good rebounder, both sides of the floor, offensive, defensive. More of like a traditional post player, but kind of reminds me of like all the bigs that Norchad would have trouble guarding, meaning that like he's really good at using his body to create space, create good angles to get the ball. And also just like posting up, he's super physical. Also can kind of put the ball on the floor.
The opposite of PJ Hall.
You can put the ball on the floor too.
Oh my God, I need Clemson to lose tomorrow so freaking bad. I cannot have that dude around the other week.
Anyway.
He can put the ball on the floor. So like if he's in the high post, you know, catches it, fakes the handoff, he can put it on the floor, finish with both hands. And he also has like similar to like Norchad, that little elbow jumper as well. So, you know, to keep the defense honest so they can't just like stand right under the basket. But yeah, no, I think he's a good target too. I mean, I see him more as if Norchad doesn't come back. I don't see Norchad playing next to him. Even though he does have the ability to knock down some mid-range shots, it's not what he does best. So,
so just on that comment, so you're settled on the if Norchad is back, it needs to be a stretch four, is what you're.
If we get that guy,
well, no, because I just don't see Norchad and him playing together. Okay. I think it's a situational thing. Like, there's some other guys that we're looking at that aren't really stretch fours, but I would still put them next to Norchad. We talked about Carlisle from Stanford, so I'm not going to talk about him. He was the other one we reached out to recently. And then Clifford Amore from Rutgers, who entered the portal. One of the biggest names in the portal.
He's 6'11", 240
center. Yeah, he's going on a visit, but Miami did reach out, so I included him. One of the best shot blockers in the country, 12.7% block percentage, third in the nation. Really good rebounder, athletic as hell. Really good in the pick and roll as the roller, like very quick, knows when to time, like setting the screen and going to the basket. Really good cutting as well. So I think that he is someone, although like, you know, he isn't really a great shooter. He can knock down the mid-range. I think he would fit next to Norchad because of his constant movement and stuff. You can kind of create some creative ways to get both guys, you know, moving a lot and get spacing still on the floor, even though he isn't like a 3-point shooter. So, and I think to our defense, man, with him on the interior, like that would be, you know, game changing. We haven't had that in a long time.
And I think one of the things, you know, that we lost this year that we had last year was the whoever plays next, if Norchad's back, whoever plays next to him needs to also be able to guard bigs.
Yeah. Because
there was no way to protect him this year.
Yeah.
And frankly, Norchad's not that good of a post defender. Yeah. And so he got exposed a lot this year. Because there were multiple times last year where, even though he was obviously smaller, we put Jordan Miller on the opposing big because Norchad couldn't guard them. And, you know, twice in a week we saw Quentin Post just destroy him. And there was no plan B because actually there was. We put Matthew on him and kind of worked better in the ACC tournament game. But, you know, Norchad's not the greatest post defender.
Yeah.
So having another option there.
Is that like your, I mean, obviously I know the one guy you really want, but like as far as like a big, would that Rutgers guy be like your one?
Yeah,
your
I mean, he's, yeah, he's probably him and one other guy are the two top guys, I would say. Mm-hmm. But then Brandon Johnson too, he's someone that we reached out to and is going to take a visit. I don't know exactly when that.
He's coming on campus, right?
Yeah. I think he's from Eastern Carolina. I want to say that's the Pirates, right? Yeah. Definitely like the epitome of a stretch stretch four. Yeah. 6'11", and he's not just a, like stand on the line and shoot threes.
He's 6'11"? Dude pull.
Yeah, that's what I is it not 6'11"?
6'8".
Yeah, he's not 6'11".
Oh,
he's
really? Oh, I don't know where I saw 6'11" then. 6'8". Whatever. let me put that in just so I remember. You know, he's like a volume 3-point shooter. Definitely, like, he's not someone that just shoots like straight up from the 3-point line. Like, he's been practicing only shooting from there. He's got a natural feel. He can shoot from deeper. Definitely got like NBA range, so he can really actually like spread the floor a lot because you have to cover him. From
he could all be over my favorite player next year.
But I do think, like, you know, he does have a little bit of a. I mean, he's a good offensive player. He's pretty good posting up. Got some soft touch and whatnot. I don't think he's the greatest defender. I don't know how he would do against. I haven't watched enough film to see how he would do guarding a post player. You know how Vish said, you know, having a big that could also guard a post player would be big. I haven't watched enough film on that, so I'm not going to speak to that.
Question.
But yeah,
could he play the three?
I don't know if he could play the three. To be honest, okay. I think he is more of a four. I don't know if he's mobile enough to keep up defensively with like guards. Cause then in that scenario, you're guarding, you know, guys that could be like 6'4".
No, I was just curious.
I mean, if you're going that route, you're really flipping the other way. You're basically trying to play bully ball and get the ball up on the rim and pound people.
But no, I'm curious because he's taking a visit. Say he loves Miami, he commits at the visit, and we go and we get another starting caliber big. You move him to the bench?
You figure it out.
Does he have the versatility at the it's just this is all what if scenarios. That's why I'm asking.
You figure it out because I think the one thing, you know, we learned is you can't have like I think Coach L did a little bit approach last offseason the way you just framed that, which is, well, if I get this guy, then what am I going to do with him? Because, like, Woga's the starter there, and I'll don't worry about that. Just get as much talent as you can, figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, we don't even have that many players right now, so it's like
I was just wondering. Say we hit like a
it's a good question because I do think Coach L did approach last offseason that way, and I think lesson learned. He's taking the shotgun approach, just boom, 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 boom. Whatever I hit, we're bringing in, right? And last summer he was very selective because I think he probably obviously thought we were closer than we were, but also I think he was kind of worried. All right, if that guy comes in, it's going to affect this guy's minutes, and I don't think he gives a crap. And I think again, one of the things we really like about Coach L is he learns lessons even at his age, and
he knows
we've changed the way we played multiple times under his tenure, and I think the lesson he learned here was don't worry about hurting people's feelings or who's going to start or all that stuff. Just like get the guys in there and we'll figure it out.
Man, when Nate comes on the show, it's we're all just going to be sitting here agreeing with each other.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We got three more guys. I'm going to save the best for last. Amari Williams, another big man out of Drexel, right? The Dragons.
Notice the pattern. Another big man.
Yeah. He announced for the draft and that he was going to enter the portal. What was that?
I'm agreeing. I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. It cut out. He's one conference defensive player three times in a row now. More of a traditional, like, back to the basket post player. Got really soft touch. I didn't really look at him too much because he announced for the draft and the portal, so it's like, you know,
I mean, a few guys did that lot, like Grant Nelson did that and came out to college, right? There were a few guys that did that, right?
And he's got a lot of teams that are interested in him as well. But yeah, no, soft touch post player, lefty, I think, actually, too. Pretty impressive. But again, like, I don't know how it looks with, like, if Norchad's here and he's here, I think the fit might be a little weird because he's definitely, like, literally sit on the block, post up, at least from what I saw.
I still think you can play Norchad next to a guy that if Norchad adapts his game. If he plays inside the three-point line, but
is he a one-year left guy?
I think so, because he was 3 years. I think he had 4 years at Drexel.
Okay.
Let me double check.
I'm just curious about eligibility and all this.
Yeah, he had 4 years at Drexel.
Because if we're going to go after all of these guys that have 1 year left, this is going to be the same thing over again.
It's going to be like this every year forever now. It doesn't matter who you have. Half of them are going to enter the portal.
Next up, I mentioned him already, but Trey Dinkins, 6'2 guard. I guess you could say like a combo guard. I wouldn't strictly say like a point guard. Third team all MAC from Canisius, however you freaking say it. I'm going to say it different every single time I say it. 15-4 on 41% field goal percentage, 35% from three. Again, he's someone that like he takes tough shots. He takes shots off the dribble, creates offense for himself. you know, his team was not very good. So he was kind of looked at to, you know, take on that major scoring role. So I do think he could be someone that, you know, puts up more efficient numbers at a different place. But, you know, you see him scoring in a multitude of ways, a step back mid range, the deep threes off the catch, off the dribble, really good at finishing at the rim with both hands. Really good playmaker as well. And he's really good in ball screens too. So I guess, you know, that was something that Isaiah was really good at. He was one of the best in the country using ball screens. So I think that could be something that would be really beneficial too.
And that was something that was kind of absent from our offense this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. So,
well, because we would try to run it with Nigel, but they would just trap him. So he couldn't shoot over the top of it. And then it would kind of get stuck. And no one else on our team was capable of really attacking off of a screen. So, right, man. The I won't full screen you because you've been very clear on that, but the floor is yours.
Okay, last guy, my favorite, Mykael Brown Jones, 6'8" from UNCG. Played in the Southern Conference. You know, it's a pretty competitive mid-major. He was first team in conference, put up 19.8 rebounds a game on 54% field goal percentage. You know, I watched him play against Arkansas. I watched almost the entire game. And I think the things that really stuck out to me are he knows how to really create efficient shots, really knows how to kind of reminds me of Jordan Miller, but different way of scoring. You know what I mean? So like he knows how to use his body really well, like off seals, kind of posting up. He knows when to cut. He's not just going to try to score with the ball in his hands. I think that's something we kind of missed as well. Really well balanced on offense and really efficient. So he was top 10 in offensive rating, effective field goal percentage, true shooting percentage, offensive rebound percentage, defensive rebounding percentage, three-point percentage, and free throw percentage in the conference. And he was also top 20 in steal percentage and block percentage and turnover percentage as well. So kind of putting up like those efficiency numbers that Jordan Miller did as well. What impressed me that isn't shown like on the stats is his rotations on defense. He's not a guy that's just going to sit back and just, you know, not really not be engaged and whatnot. He's going to rotate well. He's going to make up for his teammates, you know, mistakes. He's going to tell guys where to go, you know, how coverages should be played and whatnot. But yeah, and he's really great off the catch in terms of shooting from three. He fights for rebounds. He does like all the little things too that don't really, you know, show up on the stat sheet, and he's one of the best players in the portal right now. And yeah, I mean, if we got him, whew, man, I think no matter what, like he should be target number one next to, you know, the center from Rutgers, just because, I mean, I think he actually like, because this was me and Vish talked about him before the guy from we reached out to the center from Rutgers. I think that he's a guy that could adapt and actually kind of play the three, because I think he's quick enough to guard smaller guys and to guard bigger guys as well.
Would he be your best fit next to Norchad? If Norchad came back?
100%. Yeah. Next to Norchad, yeah.
He's got a good last name.
Yeah, he does.
Well, part of it.
I will say,
appreciate it, Nate.
If he ends up committing to Miami, whenever that is, there will be an emergency episode of Buckets just so Matt can celebrate on.
Oh, I'm jumping in my pool. I shouldn't have said that. Actually, no, I'm not jumping in my pool.
That was premature. You did it for the Elite Eight, and then we made the Miami, Final Four the next year.
If he commits to Miami, will you eat a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich live on the show?
Oh yeah, I'll do that.
We're not anti Chick-fil-A. It's just not as good as Popeyes.
Yeah.
our guests disagree.
It was not Panera Bread. Yeah, if you looked at our guests are all UM basketball people. If you looked at how our team's been playing, their decision making is suspect at this point. So
two of them Two of them have not played for Miami yet.
Leah and Julio.
And I will also point out, you guys started off with a 2-1 lead, and you're still losing because it was 2-1. It's 6-3 currently.
I mean, is the answer just Bojangles because Coach Meyer said it? You know, that overrules any kind of voting.
But where did you?
Is it Mikhail? How do you? Is it Michael?
I'm guessing it's Mikhail. Mikhail? But it could be Michael, and I've just been butchering.
If Brown Jones commits to Miami,
oh,
that is going to eat Chick-fil-A on the show.
Everyone, yeah, look. Fine. First of all, everyone's obviously going to call him MBJ, and that's going to be it. Like, I mean,
ooh.
I love a good 3-initial name.
That's 100% what's coming.
Love a good 3-initial name. We've already given it to him, MBJ. That's it. We don't even say the
full
name.
I'm sure people already say that, like at Drexel, right? I think. Where's he?
No.
Oh, UNC Greensboro. UNC Greensboro. Yeah. So I'm sure he's already called that. I will say I did look up some numbers. So on NorChad, because I was curious from what we were talking about earlier and whether or not he could play next to a center. He shot 16 threes 2 years ago, so the Elite Eight team. He shot 68 this year. His percentage, not that much higher. It's just volume. He went from 31 to 35.
He's trying.
He's attempting. Don't know that those are good. They're both not good percentages, considering he's not covered ever. So this is not, you know, I think if he's coming back, one of the messages is, all right, buddy. Because here's the thing, right? He's got a really good post-up game, and we didn't use it nearly as much this year because he was busy shooting threes.
Well, and our guys had trouble just getting the ball up and not making stupid decisions.
I think someone just turned the ball over again.
I'm just watching the driver I hate the most just wrecked his car in the last lap, and I'm very happy. He's okay. He's in the safety car. He's fine. I gotta see the replay of this. The race.
Cue the Sox outro. Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.